When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, good luck out there this morning. Be safe. A lot of black ice out there. Slow traffic. It was not slow in the retail department. I keep hearing some pretty impressive statistics about retail numbers, retail sales nationwide. We wanted to break that down and see how Minnesota companies fared. Bruce Neustadt is the Minnesota Retailers Association guru, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Bruce.
Hey, morning, Paul.
So, a good holiday season for Minnesota retailers, or did the big get bigger and the smaller players maybe not so much?
No, I would say it was kind of a nice rebound all the way around, at least so far. There's a few good days left in the shopping season for retailers here. But yeah, I would say large, small, everything in between, kind of a nice rebound this year.
Was it online predominantly, this surge, or was it across the board in-store as well as online?
Yeah, I mean, Paul, the great news is we saw a nice return to in-store this season, which, you know, online's great. I know all of us shop online, but there's something important and vital about that in-store sale. And I think MasterCard reported that in-store sales were up like 8% this season so far. So, I mean, that's actually wonderful news for all retailers here in Minnesota.
Absolutely. Target had a good holiday season, right?
Yeah, I think some of our kind of hometown, homegrown retailers seem to do well. Haven't seen all those numbers yet, but, you know, there was kind of a nice return of home good purchasing. I don't know if you shop for any holiday decorations this year, but those flew off the shelves. And electronics were really strong this year, jewelry as well. So kind of a nice classic year, gratefully.
Absolutely. Yeah, I did a mix of in-store, wearing my mask, and also online. So yeah, it was nice to see the stores full again this year, unlike last winter, which was a different scene. I know it's easier to look at the past than it is to peer in the crystal ball and predict the future. Trust me, I know that. Bruce, between supply chain hiccups and inflation, what is the outlook for retail in 2022?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an interesting time, right? You hear about inflation, you certainly see it. Staffing remains an issue. There's a few supply chain hiccups out there, but honestly, consumer confidence and like Minnesotans' confidence in their purchasing still continues to hang strong. So, despite some of the indicators where you think things might slow down, I think 2022 is gonna hang in there and kind of continue on the nice road of recovery here.
God, it's good to get some good news.
It is, yeah.
Bruce, thank you. We really needed that good news. Anything else listeners should know, after holiday deals, what advice would you have for listeners who maybe want to keep shopping?
Right, yeah, you know, just a big high five and thank you to Minnesotans for spending online and in-store. I think the next few days are super important to retailers, too, your community retailers. It's where you are doing your exchanges and your returns. And most of all, go out and spend those gift cards. That helps a ton as well.
Oh, my gosh. I can't tell you the number of gift cards that accumulate. Yeah.
Right.
Great advice. Minnesota Retailers Association spokesperson Bruce Neustadt. Appreciate the good news. Thank you, Bruce.
Anytime. Have a great day. Thank you.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.